views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Woo! That was a great hour. We got another great hour for you right now. Oh, my goodness. It is so great to be connecting with all of you. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I give a shout-out to Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B. How you be today?
I be good once again.
I know. It's a glorious, glorious time. For those of you out there that are kind of wondering, another day at the sludge and the grind. Well, guess what? We've got a show for you today that's going to help you through it. Thank you all for tuning us in. Today, I get to chat with Dr. Friedman Chaub, the Empowered Self Series, Part 3. Love this topic, dynamic awareness, how to shift from autopilot. Dr. Friedman, for those of you that are not familiar, he is a co-host. He co-hosts with me every month here. And, you know, we get to talk about a lot of different things, mostly empowerment radio with him. And he is amazing at what he does. It's been a great journey for us to take together. We're so looking forward to the expansiveness of this year. He is award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution and founder of Cellular Wisdom, which is a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. Help thousands of people overcome their emotional and physical challenges, people from all over the world. We get to talk with him about the many, many, many things that can help us change our lives. But for those of you out there that would love to connect with him personally, because many of you have, he does a free telephone consultation. So if you want to connect with Dr. Friedman directly, let me give you his personal business number for you to do that, 866-903-6463, 866-903-6463, telephone consultation, so that you could figure out, are you ready for the expansiveness of the universe? Are you ready for the life you desire? Today, we're talking about the Empowered Self Series, and this is Part 3, Dynamic Awareness. And so what is it about our reality that determines our awareness? Every second, every minute of our lives. Lots of information. How do we make sense of this? What are the filters? What's real and what's Memorex? Today's show is to talk about that. Dr. Friedman, great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to do the Empowerment Radio with you, and that's a topic that's very dear to my heart because I think it's such an important step to empowerment, to increase our awareness.
Well, you know, someone said something to me the other day, and I was just blown away by it. Someone said to me, there is exquisite power in awareness. Now, I want to talk about that. We'll talk about that throughout the show today because, you know, one word, the word power, most people don't like to use because it's always used in a negative way. And the other one, awareness, because I think it baffles people. So talk a little bit for us about the topic today, which has to do with dynamic awareness. What is that about?
Well, basically, when we think about awareness, I mean, awareness is, you know, you are noticing certain things in your life and you become consciously or often subconsciously aware of them, and then you are basically reacting and responding to them. You know, you get up in the morning and, you know, you listen to the news. If you're not listening to, for example, your fabulous radio station and Transformation Talk Radio, but if you're listening to regular news, often you already hear some not so really uplifting news and information that sinks into your subconscious. You know, the economy goes down, there is a crisis in the Middle East or somewhere in the Ukraine, and so on and so on. So your awareness already shifts into a little bit more looking out for what else can go wrong. And then you go to work and all the lights are in red and you feel even more down. And then you're sitting at your desk and you notice that your shirt has a mustard stain on, and you feel even more down because you have a meeting with your boss and you're pretty sure that that's going to be exactly what your boss is going to see. And that's all he's going to remember about you. And so it just spirals in a really disastrous day. And that's the awareness of the day. Although there would have been probably, you know, hundreds and even thousands of opportunities to notice things that could be shaping your day completely differently. So that's the limiting autopilot awareness. We let things come in and we just react and respond to them. And dynamic awareness is basically shifting the awareness to the realization that you are responsible for what you become aware of, that you are actually the one who can create your reality by changing what you are aware of. And when you are aware of something, changing how you interpret it, because awareness doesn't just have, you know, an impulse. It's not just a picture that comes in your mind and then it has just one way to go. Usually we are aware of things and we interpret them. And being aware of that we have the choice to interpret them in a dynamic, empowering way, that's what dynamic awareness is about.
You know, one of the things that we are going to talk about today is, you know, taking a look at our lives and taking a look at, you know, how we spend our days. And this is something that has been talked about quite a bit in the media recently, which has to do with stress and has to do with the consequences of stress. And that is the roller coaster ride that we go on every day. You know, 1 minute we're up, 1 minute we're down, 1 minute the world looks great, 1 minute it doesn't, the next minute we think that we're being chased by a giant Tyrannosaurus Rex. Yeah, and you know this for sure, that antidepressants are probably, I forget the number now, one of the fastest growing prescription drugs on the market right now. That's kind of strange to even mention. I mean, far beyond, you know, anything else. And so talk a minute about these days that we go through up and down. Is it just that we're plugging into things, or are we programmed for that kind of roller coaster ride?
Well, you know, I think programmed is a good word, because this awareness that we are having really is dependent on those subconscious filters. You know, you can imagine that the subconscious filters are like, you know, the faithful little gatekeepers of your consciousness that are saying, well, this is important information, and that's information that stays on the outside. And those filters are literally sorting out probably about 99% of the information that's available to us, because otherwise we would be completely flooded and overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. So we have to keep information at bay. Now, these subconscious filters are based upon programs from our childhood. So if you are, for example, growing up in a household where people were only, you know, celebrating your successes, make you always feel great, you were just always, you know, feeling safe and comfortable and belonging, that's what you expect. You know, your subconscious programming is to look for more and to just feel easily as a part of whatever place and whatever world you go into, and vice versa. You know, when you have been treated badly, when you felt unsafe, when you felt like never really good enough and always judged and criticized, your subconscious filters are interpreting and looking for any potential sign of rejection and making them bigger for you so, you know, you can respond to them and somehow keep yourself safe. So these subconscious filters are definitely something that we can call subconscious programmings that are shaping our reality. And there can be, of course, filters that make us feel more stressed and make us feel more busy and make us feel more we have to work harder, because these are simply those messages that we have learned and picked up early on in our lives.
You know, this is really, for many people, I mean, this is really the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow to figure all this out. That's what today's show is about. That's why it's so amazing and important for people. For those of you out there that want to connect with Dr. Friedman Schaub directly on the show today, as usual, we have a toll-free number for you, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we're going to take a closer look at awareness. You know, as I said before, the power of awareness is the key to the life that we are looking for. And how does that play in our day-to-day? That's what Dr. Friedman Schaub is all about. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about this level of power, this level of awareness, and what is your unlimited ability to come from that place of awareness with faith and freedom and not with doubt and fear. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
You know I dream in color and do the things I want.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedman Chubb joining us here today. If you want to find out more about him, go to the fearandanxietysolution.com, Fear and Anxiety Solution. Also, as I mentioned before, if you want to schedule a free telephone consultation with him and conversation with him, 866-903-6463. If you have any questions about this topic today, there are a couple ways for you to connect with us. One would be to send your question through our instant feedback, which is at thedrpatshow.com and at transformationtalkradio.com on the right-hand side. Just ask your question and we'll get it on air. Or you could call in and speak with us directly at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. You know, today we are talking about one of the most important aspects of our being, and that is dynamic awareness, part of the Empowered Self series. Dynamic awareness, how to shift from autopilot with Dr. Friedman Chow. Now, if you want to find out more about him again, go to his fabulous website, and also you can get a copy of his book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution.com, best-selling, award-winning book out there. It's amazing. Dr. Friedman, thank you for joining me here today. This is a great topic. We talked about dynamic awareness. What gets in the way? Let's talk about what gets in the way. You know, that famous or infamous subconscious layer that we have.
Right. Well, the subconscious is, and we talked about this in previous shows often, that it is really ultimately one of the most powerful aspects of us, and certainly the most powerful aspect of our consciousness. But it also does, in many ways, the things that it has been doing for a long time faithfully until we direct and change the subconscious mind, and this is also true for those subconscious filters. So the subconscious filters do three things. One of them is that they often distort our reality. You know, we all had this experience. You wake up in the morning and somehow you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you look in the mirror, and you just feel, oh my God, how could I have aged 50 years in one night? And you just have a really bad hair day, and everything that you look at yourself is somehow distorted. Then your house looks somehow more messy than usual. Your car looks older. Your job is more, dissatisfying. So there is a distortion that happens that those filters can do depending on what your subconscious is intending. Then there is a deletion, which means, well, that's what happens for many people that feel somehow not good enough or not lovable. You have many friends that love you. You have success at work or success with raising your kids. But all of this doesn't really sink in. It doesn't really matter. You don't really notice it because that is not fitting in the filter of not feeling good enough and not feeling lovable. And so you delete this information. You really don't realize it. You know, I often ask people, so when was the last time you had a success? And they don't remember at all. And when I ask them, their friends or their family members, then all of a sudden they can come up with a whole list from the perspective of the other people. They themselves didn't notice those successes. And then there is also the generalization. You know, there is this feeling of, well, nobody loves me. I will never really find what I want. I really don't deserve to be happy. You know, where basically you're seeing everything in a very, very broad stroke and don't really see that life is about the details and the nuances. And those three filters can certainly mess up our reality when we are not aware of them, because then we are flying on autopilot through this mug of life and we are just repeating the same patterns over and over again because we haven't changed our filters.
You know, one of the things that I think that most of us experience is we don't even know we have a filter. And isn't that where we are, right? Where we're beginning to understand the power of awareness. you know, a couple things that I think that, you know, we're all struck by is when the light bulb goes on and, you know, all of a sudden we are aware. You know, there's a famous line in one of the Terminator movies. And you know, for those of you that, not Terminator fans, but there are those of us are, they're talking about the computer system. And in one of the last, you know, I don't remember many things from this except, you know, who was in it. But I remember that there was a line from it where they talked about the computer system and they said, you know, Skynet is now self-aware. And out of everything that I've ever heard about that movie and what I've watched, that is the one line that stayed with me. And, you know, we talked about, and it really refers to this computer now becoming self-aware. And I was really struck by that as how we look at ourselves. And what that might mean. Can you talk about that for a minute, that idea of self-awareness?
Well, I only remember from that movie, I'll Be Back,
yes.
And Hasta La Vista. I think these are the two.
Oh, my gosh,
quotes.
You said that really good. That was like almost perfect Schwarzenegger accent there.
You know, somehow, yeah, I understand him deeply, at least his accent. Yeah, I mean... I think self-awareness is a very interesting step to this dynamic awareness process, because what you realize is that you actually are aware of something rather than just reacting unconsciously to it. You know, when you are aware of feeling down because your spouse forgot to buy you a cereal that you really love and you told her in the morning, and all of a sudden you feel completely unloved and you think, well, she never really does what I want her to do, and you spiral out into this misery. And it's only because there is no cereal at home. You can realize, oh, wait a second, this is actually a self-awareness moment where I can realize that this information I have received is triggering a response, a pattern, that distorts my reality, that makes me look back in the past and collect all evidence that is confirming this negative thought that I'm not loved or that nobody really cares, which is a pattern that I may have had with me for a long, long time, maybe since I was a child. So that's a matter of self-awareness where you connect the dots, where you pay attention to what your reactions are. How do I actually respond to that? And why do I actually feel this way, rather than just reacting and letting your emotions and your thoughts run wild? So dynamic awareness basically asks you to take the information through another filter system that questions whether that what you're in that moment thinking or feeling is simply an auto response. It's something that you just do because that's a pattern, a program from the past, or if it's actually really something appropriate, something that serves you, that has a greater purpose. You cannot do this all day long because you would have to quit your job, but it is something that you, especially when you feel negative emotions, you know, when you feel dread, when you feel anxiety, when you feel stress, in those moments, it's very helpful to stop yourself, look at the pattern, ask yourself whether you have just taken this information again in terms of generalizing it, distorting it, or making it, you know, something that you have deleted other information that actually would just prove the opposite to you. And then be aware of, yes, I'm actually here at a choice point. I can run this old pattern and just go into the misery, or I can actually choose to perceive this differently, which where the dynamic part comes in.
You know, part of this is like, I don't know, let's talk about, you know, our lives. I mean, how have you experienced this yourself? I mean, how have you experienced the challenges of not quite being aware enough to know the direction you should go to? And then what does it feel like, you know, to then all of a sudden have that light bulb go on? Because I think that's really what we kind of relate to. We kind of get this feeling, oh, that's it. You know, it's almost like, oh, that's it. Why didn't I think of that sooner? Right? I mean, and it doesn't have to be about the mega things in our lives, for sure. It could be about just about anything. you know, even about the cereal in the morning or not. But it's an interesting place to be and discover.
Well, you know, I think it's a very empowering place to be in. You know, one of the times where I had no clue about filters and, you know, the topic we talk about, but there was something inside of me that naturally did actually make a good choice. I remember when I was in cardiology, a young resident, and my boss, he was kind of an ubermensch. You just basically really felt like the earth shattering when he was entering the room. And since he had everyone on a very short leash, and had a lot of authority, you were kind of scared when you were around him. Lots of demands, definitely a person who could also criticize you really badly. And, you know, all of us were always concerned. Is our job stable? Will we be kept? And so on. Now, all of this, you know, didn't feel really great. And I certainly had a lot of stress at that time. But one day on a Friday evening, he made the rounds. You know, I was alone in the ward, and somehow something inside of me made me look at him as a human being, not as a demigod, but really just as a human being who spends his Friday evening in the clinic. And I talked about, you know, how he deals with stress, or, you know, what's his goals. And we had a normal 15-minute conversation between two human beings. And there was no fear. There was no, you know, feeling inferior. It was just a very heart-to-heart conversation, which, you know, really made me look at him completely different. And since then, my connection and my reality to this person changed, and he was my biggest supporter to get me later on to do the studies at the University of Washington in Seattle. And, well, that's why I'm sitting here. So that moment of making a choice to seeing him differently, to have a different awareness and responding to it, in some ways you could say changed my life.
Oh, I know. I love that story. Thank you for sharing that, because I think it's so important for us to really talk about how these things have affected us personally, especially those of us that are out there teaching. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how does this awareness lead to manifestation of what we want? How does it lead to perfect health? How does it lead to abundance? How does it lead to loving, amazing, juicy relationships? We're going to take a short break. All of that and more when we come back with the Dr. Pat Show and my co-host, Dr. Friedemann Chow, joining us here today on Empowerment Radio. We'll be right back.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access this wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And this is Empowerment Radio with Dr. Friedman Chow. We have a great show for you today, as well as, you know, understanding. We're going to talk about the dynamic awareness process and how to be to use this in our everyday lives to manifest exactly what we want. And for those of you out there, it is not something that Dr. Friedman and I just talk about because we have nothing to talk about. It's because we have experienced that lack of awareness in our lives, both of us have, and we know the path that that has taken us on. And so we're thrilled to have, Dr. Friedman joining us here today to talk about another pathway, another way to go. That's why this is called the Empowered Self Series, Part 3, Dynamic Awareness, How to Shift from Autopilot. And, you know, what happens when we live our lives? What are the signs? I mean, there are signs in our lives, if we could talk to that for a minute, Dr. Friedman. There are signs in our lives. And, you know, someone said something interesting to me the other day. And they were talking to me about discomfort. And they were talking about, you know, I'm going through my life. I'm making some positive changes. I'm becoming self-empowered in that I'm really looking at codependence, the way I showed up, the relationships I have in my life that are very, very harmful to me. And they asked me a question. They said, why is it so uncomfortable? Why is the discomfort of this change so painful? And I had a couple of answers for it. But, you know, there's part of this that we don't really understand the process. We don't understand that when we make changes that our subconscious is not very happy with, there are some dynamics that go on within us. Maybe you could talk to that for a minute and then talk to the process.
Yeah, you know, I think it feels uncomfortable for a conscious, but also a subconscious reason. And I think the conscious reason feels uncomfortable because we are often just taking out the whip and beating ourselves up and saying, how could I be so a pushover? How could I be so stupid? Why did I always do this? Why didn't I know earlier? I mean, there is that part of us that just is kind of impatient and very critical
relentless.
And very judgmental.
Relentless.
You know, yeah. And then there is a subconscious discomfort, which is more a security discomfort. See, the subconscious filters, especially when they came from an original time that was rather maybe difficult or challenging, the subconscious filters are about keeping us safe. They are about making sure that we are okay. And so if you're all of a sudden saying, well, you know what, I will not go into the pleasing pattern. So when the filter always made you look automatically at what other people were wanting or needing or expecting from you, and you automatically were fulfilling their needs and expectations without really considering whether it works for you or not. When you're saying, oh, no, I'm not a pleaser anymore, I'm not overgiving anymore, of course, your subconscious that says, no, that's how you survive. That's how you're going to make it through life, is not feeling very safe. It's feeling uncomfortable because you're changing something that in the mind of the subconscious was all about, that's how we're going to make sure that you can keep on moving forward. That's kind of your basis of life, and you're changing this basis. Of course, in many ways, you know, we have outgrown the dependencies from our childhood. We are people who can take care of ourselves. So why do we still run these same patterns? Well, the reason is that the subconscious didn't get the memo yet. We haven't really consistently helped the subconscious to realize that we are actually self-sufficient, or that it's safe to have a boundary and that it's safe to say no. And that's why I think it can bring up a lot of inner resistance to change when we are actually taking our awareness in our own hands.
You know, one of the things that you and I have talked about and is so reminded of right now is the pathway of that power of awareness, the pathway to that. And, you know, earlier I talked about how does awareness lead us to manifestation? And also, there's a relationship between awareness and consciousness and, you know, what people call the I am. Some folks talk about awareness really being the truth that sets us free. And sometimes, you know, we take that word and we use it over and over and over again as if it's something ugly and something bad. And what I mean by that is, I have to look at myself, and I think there's some confusion that goes on sometimes with us about what awareness is and what it isn't. And I think it's worth talking about this a little bit, especially in terms of consciousness.
Yeah, well, I think awareness is certainly when it is actually a dynamic, proactive awareness, something extremely powerful. You know, we do, you know, the comparison would be when you have this limited awareness, the autopilot awareness, you are cruising through your life with a GPS that's completely outdated. And all you're finding is these little back roads that may have existed at that time where the GPS was programmed, but you're never finding the highway. You're never getting where you wanted to go. And and so it's just creating a more updated version of your awareness is very important. Now, there is the external awareness. You know, this is what I basically see of the world. This is what I now can choose to pay more attention to. But then there is certainly also the internal awareness, where you are actually realizing more what happens inside of you, which is often more deleted or shut down, you know, where, for example, I was famous for never going to the restroom while I was working in the stressful, you know, cardiology ward, because I just didn't notice it and I didn't really pay attention to it. And so my body was completely turned off. I didn't know when I was hungry. I didn't know when I was thirsty. All I had was my head functioning on high speed. And certainly there was a lack of awareness going on, and I was in the worst shape of my life because my body the signals of my body didn't really register in my awareness. And I know a lot of people can relate to that. And then there may be little sensations of awareness that we are simply not really noticing or refusing to notice. You know, you go to work and you have these butterflies inside of you and you just ignore them. Or, you know, you're meeting a friend and somehow there is an inner sense of resistance inside of you, but you're not noticing it or you're not paying attention to it. And this is all valuable, important information that could actually lead you to ask yourself, so why is that? What are the butterflies about? What is the resistance about? Is there anything that I need to change? Is there anything I need to change the way I've been looking at it? So maybe, you know, your friend forgot to call you for your birthday, and so you're still having a level of resentment, and you never bring it up. And it's still inside of you, makes you not so close to your friend, and you push him away or push her away. And that inner resistance, if you would actually pay attention to it and have awareness for it, and you would ask yourself what it's all about, you could actually change your way of looking at your friend by then having a communication and maybe finding out what happened or simply expressing your feelings. So these are the internal reactions we have, which most of us, because we are so externally oriented, really not aware of. And it's a part of that awareness, that dynamic awareness, that we are also taking in more information from that inner guidance system and then really asking ourselves, well, what does it mean and where does it come from?
Well, you know, I mean, part of this is also, you know, talking about the conversation from awareness to abundance. And it's
right.
a great conversation to have because, you know, there has got to be a connection that we make in ourselves to say, okay, awareness is going to lead to abundance. How do I get there? What is it about? And so, this is really, you know, about each of us learning the steps, what it takes. We're going to take a short break when we come back. Dr. Friedemann Chauv is going to talk with us about, you know, what is the process that we can implement on a day-to-day basis, and how does that really lead us to abundance? And abundance doesn't mean just money, but it doesn't exclude it either. You know, it really does talk to living an abundant life, living a life that's filled with joy, that's filled with great physical and mental and emotional health, that's filled with people in our lives that are so juicy we can't wait to talk with them, jobs that we love, and then, of course, being of service. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, our special empowerment radio with Dr. Friedemann Chauv. We'll be right back.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedemann Chauv. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings, and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
See it, everyone else but you. Oh, baby, you
welcome back. Welcome back, Empowerment Radio with Dr. Friedman Child. Yes, we are. We are talking about that thing called awareness. And actually, Dr. Friedman, before we continue, I think it would be great for us to give out some information. But Benny, you have something interesting to share from one of our listeners.
Yeah, one of our loyal listeners, Athena, called in and just wants to pass along the message to the both of you. This is the best show she's heard in the last 10 years of the Dr. Pat Show. So, nice job.
Awesome. Thank you, Athena. Yay. That's very nice.
That is.
That's a good awareness to
have. Thank you, Athena. Yeah. And I have to tell you, Athena has been listening to the show for 10 years. She is one of our amazing loyal listeners. I think it's a great show. I think it's a great topic. And I have to admit, you know, this is not something that I can do perfectly, Dr. Friedman. That's why I can't wait for you to share the steps and the process. I mean, I understand the rewards and the benefits of being at that place of awareness. But I don't think I'm different than many other people about, first of all, how do we get there? And then what do we do when we get that awareness? So you want to take us through this?
Yeah, remember that the awareness is largely dependent on those subconscious filters. And of course, most of us are wondering, well, so what? How do I change these subconscious filters? I cannot just, you know, like turn the lenses of a camera and replace them with another lens. So there is something internally that we often just don't know. We don't really feel we have access on the subconscious or can handle what the subconscious is doing. And it's not true, because the subconscious is actually eager to get instructions and it's eager to learn from us. We just have to find a way to communicate with the subconscious. And these simple three steps can really help you to shift your awareness and shift your also perspective on your reality. And let's just practice or go through the steps in regards to prosperity or abundance. And let's say you notice that your old awareness is that you look for lack, or that you feel like you cannot really have what you want, or that you somehow feel like there are always blocks in your way, or that money is always just flowing out and not enough coming in. And you just have that awareness deeply ingrained for a long time. So the first step for you is to be really able to identify, okay, what are actually my awareness thoughts? What do I actually think? You know, sometimes we watch our reactions. Maybe you feel the emotion, but then you're not really aware of what am I actually thinking when I do feel or when I see these things like a bill or my bank account or so on. And then you can, for example, have a statement like, I can't have what I want, or I will never able to, you know, really feel safe, or never be abundant. So you can already see, okay, there is a generalization, there is a block, there is some kind of subconscious filter there. And the first step would be then to redirect it. So how do you actually want to think about it? You know, this is where people use affirmations or mantras. So you're just going to come up with something that really feels more empowering, where you say the universe is abundance and I'm a part of the universe, or things come always easily to me and I can have more than I want. You know, just things, you phrase it the way you want it. Of course, you don't want to go into an unbelievable place where you just feel like, well, that sounds almost like fooling myself. So you want to make it this new statement that you actually can stand behind it. Now, often that's how far people go. But the next two steps make all the difference. The second step is where you actually take that new thought and bring it into the level of the subconscious by imagining, feeling, sensing that this is really what you have. This is really what you want. So you're actually shifting your focus from the external reality to an internal reality, and you're rehearsing inside, exactly creating already that, what that new thought, that new filter would create and will help you create. And then you are feeling strong emotions. At the beginning, it may be a little bit harder, but lo and behold, you will feel more and more strongly about this. And you're creating really new neural pathways and new patterns on a subconscious level by doing this. And the third step is reinforcing it. You know, the subconscious doesn't like just to be, you know, told, well, this is not the new reality. The subconscious, and especially the more critical part of our subconscious, needs some evidence. And so you reinforce this new reality by having a success log, by having a dynamic awareness log where you actually have changed the way you look at things. You have internally already rehearsed how you want to see those things, how you want to interact in the world, and then you pay attention every day where exactly that, what you have been looking at differently, is showing up. Whether it's you're finding a quarter on the street, whether abundance is about friendships, and you realize that actually there is this really faithful friend that calls you every Wednesday that you haven't really noticed before, whether it's actually that you find all of a sudden how people smile at you and you find yourself more abundant with attention, all of those things are already there. But now with your redirection, your rehearsing, and you're looking for reinforcement, you are shifting your awareness and you're feeling like you're attracting those things more in your life, which may be part of the truth, but you're definitely going to feel more abundant.
Well, you know, part of this is, you know, for each of us to understand not just the mechanism of this, but thank you for sharing those steps. Because one of the things I think that we all too often forget is that there are ways that we could learn from each other and learn from each other so that when we have now this knowledge, which leads us to a whole other platform of reality for our lives, nothing is really impossible, is it?
No. I mean, there are all the possibilities already out there. You know, this is such an interesting understanding and awareness that we definitely have evidence and possibilities of every reality directly at every moment out there, but it's us who is choosing, you know, to still either stay in those old patterns or choosing to create this awareness of reality according to what we really want and what we really want to believe in. You know, our biggest enemy in this regard is inconsistency and impatience. And, you know, we all are in a very dynamic and very fast-paced world, and instant gratification and instant change is important for us. And that's not how the subconscious works. So one word that I want to leave the listeners with is also really take this change of your awareness not as a quick one-time fix, but really see it as a lifelong opportunity and maybe even responsibility to create the life that you want from the inside out, from taking your awareness into your own hands. And if you do, you're absolutely right. I believe everything is possible.
I love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Friedman, for joining me here today. Okay, before we go, please give out your website, give out your phone number, how people can get a consultation with you.
Yeah, you can go to thefearandanxietysolution.com. It's in one word, thefearandanxietysolution.com. You can see there a lot of information of what I'm doing and what's going on in my life, what I can offer you in terms of individual breakthrough sessions. You can also, if you're interested in those sessions, schedule a free phone consultation by either emailing us or calling 866-903-6463.
Oh, thank you so much for joining me here today. It has been amazing.
Thank you. I thought so, too.
And so do our listeners. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. For more information about us, you can go to Facebook, The Dr. Pat Show, Twitter, The Dr. Pat Show. For more information about the websites, which are going to change here in a couple of weeks, go to thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on, and remember, living an epic life is your birthright. We'll see you next time on the show.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.